There's several thoughts, and hopefully I can bring them together. But before we start, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for the amazing plan that you had to bring us back to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Back quite a few years ago, there was a saying that has really stuck with me, and I'm hoping to kind of weave this in this morning. It was said, it was given credit to Jim Elliot, who said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose." So kind of keep that in the back of your thought. When Mike first asked me to share a little bit, I was thinking of doors. You know, sometimes you step through doors, whether it's physical doors or whatever. And once you step through that door, there's a point of no return. You know, there's just no going back. There's a lot of things we can go back on, but there's some things you can't. When you're single and you get married, you can never be single again. I mean, you're just, it's different. When you leave home, you can come back, but it's different. You just step through a door. So I'm going to ask some questions this morning. What do you know about Mary? Story in the Bible. We've been singing about Mary. What do you know about her? What does the Bible tell us about her? What do we know about her?
She was Jewish.
She was Jewish. Yes, she was. What else do we know about her?
She was a virgin.
She was a virgin.
She was what?
Common.
Not
common. Yep. What else? Where was she from? What town did she come from?
Nazareth.
Okay. That was a new one for me. I think I've read that for years, and it just kind of went over the top of my head. Do you remember what was said in the New Testament about people that come from Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? That's where our couple comes from, Mary and Joseph. What else do we know about her?
She was young.
Yep, we don't have ages, but yes.
She found favor with God.
She did find favor with God. What else? Just some basic things.
She questioned.
Yeah, she asked some questions, you know, like, how am I supposed to have a baby when I've never been with a man? I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, I believe in God, but you know, I know the birds and the bees. How is this going to happen? And she was asking for information. I don't think she was asking out of doubt. She was engaged to be married to a man by the name of Joseph. We really don't know how old he was. Okay, so what do we know about Joseph? She's engaged to be this man. She's a woman that's, God looks with favor on her.
Carpenter.
He's a carpenter, we find later on. Okay, do we know anything else about him?
Patient man.
Okay.
Man of integrity.
Okay, yeah, he was a righteous man. Okay, I'm going to read from Matthew, starting at the 18th verse through the end. And what I want you to do is, how well do you know to fill in the blanks? Okay, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother, who is his mother? Who is his earthly mother? This is an easy one. Who's his earthly mother? Mary. Was pledged to be married to who? Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, okay, how is, if she's engaged to be married, how are they calling Joseph, her husband. They aren't married, and yet they say, how does that happen? Okay. Engagement was hugely important. You became engaged to be married, you were basically seen as marriage. And if the engagement broke, you had to go through a divorce. That's pretty tight. Her husband was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. He really did care about her. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. How? In a dream. Okay, how much stock do you take in dreams? The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of what?
Jesus.
Because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him what? Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean?
God with us.
When Joseph woke up, what did he do? He has a dream. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until after the birth of the son, Jesus. And he gave the baby the name Jesus. So how did he respond to the angel? Okay, he finds out Mary's pregnant. It's like, I know it's not mine. What am I going to do about this situation? He decides to divorce her privately. He gets a visit in the middle of the night by an angel. And he says, okay. He gets up. I mean, if I'm reading it correctly, he gets up from that dream and goes and gets Mary and brings her home. How is Mary, how does she find out she's going to have a baby? Gabriel. Gabriel is sent to her, and Gabriel comes face to face with Mary. And they have a conversation where she asks some questions. How is this going to happen? And what's her response to the angel? And this is from Luke. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. You know, that is amazing that she was as much in tune that she could say, okay. I mean, in the custom of the day, she could be drug outside and stoned. And yet she said, okay, here I am. Do with me as you said. She didn't know if Joseph was going to come through. There were a lot of things she didn't know, and yet she moved ahead in trust. There's a song out by Michael Card, and I didn't get the song together for Justin, so I'm just going to read the words. Now, if you have a son in your house, how would you be the father to a baby that God has let you know is his son? How do you do that? So this is it's called Joseph's Song. How could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The son of God, the angel said. How can it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? For all my life, I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair, and when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. And when he laughs, it shines again. How can it be? I think all of us are asked to go through a door when God calls us, and we have to make a decision. Are we going to follow or are we not going to follow? And how far do we follow? Do we go the whole 100 or do we stop at 90? So I was thinking of Mary and Joseph. They stepped through that door. You know, Moses was called by God too, and he, but Mary and Joseph, I don't know, neither of them had that. They just knew to go and be obedient. So God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, back in the beginning of time, had this plan. And what would have happened if they had not gone the whole way? Where would we be? So my challenge is, you know, when we walk through the door, let's go with all of ourselves. So that's kind of a challenge. Okay, I don't know if anybody has any comments or any thoughts or anything you want to share. Yes and no. I mean, Thomas was a doubter. And I think God can deal with our doubts. He can deal with our anger. He takes us where we are and keeps leading. But I think the one thing is we need to keep going. And it's like Mary didn't know what she was getting into. And Joseph didn't know what he was getting into. And yet they took one incident at a time. They didn't understand when Jesus was 12. Why was he behind? Why didn't he stay with them? And I guess another thought that I heard recently is, we all know that God the Father loved God the Son hugely. And yet what was allowed to happen so that we could be in God's family? I talked to a lady at Bible to School a couple weeks ago, and she was told when in her church, or I assume it's her church, you come to Jesus and nothing goes wrong. Everything is wonderful. Everything goes right. You know, the world is great. And she came to Jesus and it didn't happen that way. And it really threw her for a curve. She just about gave up on God. But I think that is the amazing thing about God, that Jesus came down and was a human. And he understands what it's like to be hungry, to be tired, to be frustrated, to be angry. He understands that. He understands that. And I think we can come to him with anything. Those are some of my thoughts.
I agree with what you're saying about you can come to God with anything. Yeah. Dealt with some people, person that was really angry in the situation that the person was in, and very angry God. See, that's okay. God has big shoulders. Yeah. You can tell him all that stuff. You can lay it out to him. His shoulders are bigger than what I have. And he'll understand. He'll deal with you, work with you through all that frustration and all that anger, whatever it might be. Yeah.
And maybe the doubt you're talking about, Chuck, is like, I don't believe that. That could not happen. That could not possibly happen. That kind of doubt, yeah, that stops you dead in your tracks. But Mary's like, I don't understand how this is going to happen. I mean, it just doesn't make any human sense to me at all. That kind of, you know, tell me more, help me understand more, or I believe you and I'm going to walk ahead in this. I think those are different. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.